Our next speaker is Shelley Emerine Rao from the Fiji Islands in the South Pacific. She's an economic research officer with the Fiji Council of Churches Research Group. She's a member of the Jubilee South Coordinating Committee and a woman who knows very much about the effects of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund in her home country, home island of Fiji. Please help me welcome Shelley Rao.
Mbula, that's how you say hello in my country. Do people know where Fiji is? Or the South Pacific? Near Australia and New Zealand as well. Just to give you a historical background, I come from a very small island, population of approximately 800,000 people. And as a region, the South Pacific region, there is 24 countries that fall in that region. And we're very widely spread, and there's so you can imagine the distance between us. IMF World Bank is relatively new in our region. When I say relatively new, they've only been around maybe for the last 3 decades, but they have done a whole lot of damage in our region. In Fiji particularly, in 1987, when we had a military coup and where trade sanctions were imposed on our country by the northern countries, IMF World Bank were very quick to step in and to offer assistance to our country in order to restructure our economies. And so began the structural adjustment programs, education reform, privatization. None of the South Pacific countries are listed under the HIPC, as HIPC. And in the Pacific, we are fighting this not been listed because of the index that has been used to measure whether we fall under that listing or not. And just to give you an idea in my country, what it would have cost to close the gap between the have and the have-nots, in 1977 it would have cost US dollars $5.5 million. In 1994, US dollars $22.5 million. And last year, US $35 million. So if you can imagine the impact or the how much has happened in our country. For us in the region, we say that our countries are virtually untouched, and IFCs, IFIs are moving into our countries. We hear a lot about what's happened in other countries, but people don't really hear what's happening in our country because it has been discovered. There have been experiments environmental-wise. Some of you may have heard of Mururoa Atoll and the nuclear bombing that went on in there and in a Bikini Island. This is all part of the Pacific. We have Papua New Guinea, which is also part of the Pacific. The Pacific as a region, we have about 10 to 12 million people in population. In Papua New Guinea, where we have mining, logging, mining has virtually destroyed that country. And only last month, when IMF World Bank was in Papua New Guinea to negotiate more concessional loans to the country, that they actually called for the closure of one of the biggest mines in that country, Oktedi. And Oktedi has been in that country for more than 30 years and has done a lot of damage to that country, environmentally, socially, and monetary, I suppose you could say. Privatization has in the last 5 years come into the Pacific in a very big way. We are privatizing our water supplies, our electricity supplies, and in countries where you're looking at the average income of 65% of the people as 20 US dollars per week, it is a danger, it is a scare for us. In our region, IMF and World Bank, when they first started operating in our region, they existed under the guises of IFIs that were basically operating out of Australia. And we had foreign direct investment advisory services and their funding agents as well, an arm that was operating out of Australia. And in the last 5 years, World Bank established in Fiji a center that they call the Pacific Financial Technical Advisory Center, which basically advises the governments of our countries what they should do and what is that going to involve. And that has seen our education system go, our health system go, and also our agriculture system. A lot of our people still live on a subsistence farming. So that's all gone. So my being here today is not really to tell you what has happened, but what could happen. What's happening and what could happen. The worst that could happen. And also to highlight the plight of our people. It may not seem as enormous and as great as other regions, but it is happening, and when I say we back at home, we in the Pacific feel that because there's a lot of resistance from the other regions in other countries and what has happened, they have basically moved into our region because our people culturally do not speak out, and it is a lot of people do not know because of our distance from the rest of the world. That is why they're operating silently or under guises in our country. Thank you.